In the headlines, emergency health and law enforcement officials have announced a series of key initiatives to ensure safe execution of Jeunesse-Creole festivities. Castries Mayor Peterson Francis described recent MOU signing as a significant stride towards the achievement of Castries Vision 2030. And West Indies will this weekend commence the journey to take on Afghanistan in northern India. Details coming up.
Support to raise funds for women living with breast cancer. Make a donation to Faces of Cancer at the cash register when you shop at Massey stores, starting at $1 up to $200. Massey stores will match the funds raised. This is all done to benefit
organizations like us, cancer survivors like me.
And together, we can make a difference. Terms and conditions apply.
I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth?
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Boy, don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with a tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Natural Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Tile Up Sale is now on at the Tile Gallery. Enjoy 25% off on all of our new selection of tiles and up to 60% off on selected tiles only at the Tile Gallery. Take advantage of amazing savings. That's right, 25% off store-wide and up to 60% off on selected tiles. Visit the Tile Gallery at M&C Home Depot, Wadouash, today.
Special on at all M&C Home Depot locations.
And now the details of the news. I am Kiba Talium. Emergency health and law enforcement officials have announced a series of key initiatives to ensure safe execution of National Jeunesse-Creole festivities. Addressing members of the media at a press briefing hosted earlier today, leading firefighter Dwayne Ferdinand commented on safety management measures currently in place.
The collaborative efforts of the fire service, the Royal St. Lucia Police Force, medical teams, NEMO, Red Cross, and event organizers aims to ensure the safety of everyone. Therefore, the general public is encouraged to cooperate and assist as much as possible with the safety arrangements that will be implemented. Fire safety and emergency medical coverage will be provided and made easily accessible at all three venues for the duration of the event. Venue operating centers have been established for the Bossejou Promenade in Grosley, and also in Viewfort. These will be manned by the heads of the agencies providing coverage. Medical posts manned by doctors, nurses, emergency medical technicians, and volunteers are confirmed for all the venues. Two ambulances will be posted at the Bossejou Promenade and also at Viewfort. One ambulance will be posted at Chauzel to provide emergency transportation.
According to Officer Ferdinand, key in ensuring public participation in Sunday's festivities is the compliance of vendors with safety practices.
The collaborative efforts of the fire service.
Public participation in Sunday's festivities is the compliance of vendors with safety practices.
The collaborative efforts of the fire service, the Royal St. Lucia Police Force, medical teams, NEMO, Red Cross, and event organizers aims to ensure the safety of everyone. Therefore, the general public is encouraged to cooperate and assist as much as possible with the safety arrangements that will be implemented. Fire safety and emergency medical coverage will be provided and made easily accessible at all three venues for the duration of the event. Venue operating centers have been established for the Beau Séjour Promenade in Groseillers and also in Viewfort. These will be manned by the heads of the agencies providing coverage. Medical posts manned by doctors, nurses, emergency medical technicians and volunteers are confirmed for all the venues. Two ambulances will be posted at the Beau Séjour Promenade and also at Viewfort. One ambulance will be posted at Chauzel to provide emergency transportation. Designated emergency routes from the venues have been identified in collaboration with the police. Periodic safety prompts will be announced at all of the venues. All exits at these venues will be continuously monitored and must remain unobstructed, inaccessible throughout the event or the duration of the event. Fire safety officers will be present to ensure that safety practices are adhered to and also recommend corrective measures if any potential hazards are identified. In that regard, all vendors are required to comply with all safety requirements. That includes having working firefighting extinguishers, keeping all hot surfaces, grills, or any open flame away from patrons and in their designated areas. Patrons will be assisted should any condition present itself that may require evacuation. And the fire stations nearest to the official venues will be on the alert should any additional support be required.
Acting Assistant Superintendent of Police with responsibility for Groseillers, Rodney Bay and Babono Police Stations, Elvis Thomas, commented on traffic and safety management initiatives executed in the northernmost host community.
The activity will start from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the promenade. We're expecting large crowds at this event, including visitors, and it is expected that vehicular traffic will be heavy throughout this event. We have been working very closely with the Folk Research Center, the Fire Service, and other stakeholders as we prepare to celebrate Junekoyol 2019. Yesterday we did our final site visit at the promenade, and from all indications, all agencies are very satisfied with the arrangements that have been made thus far. All precautionary measures will be initiated to avoid any disruption of this event from both internal and external sources. The security plan for this event is designed to deal with any security-related challenge. The intention of the police during this event will be, one, to maintain law and order, two, to ensure the safety of persons attending this event, and three, to manage the flow of traffic and ensure that drivers adhere to the traffic and parking arrangements.
Traffic arrangements in the south of the island were also addressed.
Traffic arrangements for Viewfort and Chauzel. Well, Viewfort in the past have traditionally hosted Junekoyol and they have done so very successfully. So we don't anticipate any major changes in the traffic arrangements. Vehicles, motorists who want to exit Viewfort coming from the north would pass through Bruceville and then onto New Dock Road and exit Viewfort. Likewise, vehicles wanting to proceed to the north from Viewfort would pass through Bruceville via New Dock Road and then onto the main road. And traditionally that has worked very well for us, and we think Viewfort is an ideal location to host Junekoyol, but we're anticipating that with the traffic management plan we have in place for the three locations, we don't anticipate any major disruption in the flow of traffic. As it relates to Chauzel, the event will take place on the Lafargue playing field. There will be three park and ride locations, one on the PIE playing field, the other at the plaza in Chauzel. The next one would be at the old Reunion Boys School. So these three locations we anticipate would be adequate for the vehicular traffic that we anticipate.
Vendors and patrons alike have been encouraged to adhere to directives to ensure a safe celebration of Junekoyol. Castries Mayor Peterson Francis describes the recent MOU signing as a significant stride toward the achievement of Castries Vision 2030. Following the commencement of consultations in 2018, in April 2019, the official Castries Vision 2030 report was submitted to Prime Minister Alan Chesney by the United Nations Office for Product Services, UNOPS. The objective of the Castries Vision 2030 was described as a revision of the 2008 National Vision Plan, resulting from collaborative action chaired by the Government of St. Lucia through the National Integrated Planning and Program Unit, the UNOPS, with additional support from the Office of the Mayor of Castries. Speaking after the official MOU signing, Mr. Francis noted, quote, "This development will be a wonderful complement to the Castries Vision 2030, which will see a complete transformation of the city. Currently, the first phase of the market redevelopment project, which is part of the vision plan, is nearing completion," end quote. Press and Communication Manager in the Office of the Mayor, Jason Hollingseed, commented on the expected impact of resultant changes to be implemented.
So after the Memorandum of Understanding was signed during a ceremony on October 25th in Taiwan, Puerto Rico at the FCCE Cruise Conference, Mayor Francis is quite excited about the developmental prospects for Castries and the changes to come in the city as a result of this joint venture to manage and operate the cruise ship pier and terminal facilities at the port of Castries. Of course, we understand that this is a groundbreaking achievement of the government, and this highlights the commitment to visitors, to residents of Castries, and of course the people of St. Lucia. So as part of this and marrying the Vision 2030 plans for the city of Castries.
According to Mr. Hollingseed, several rehabilitative projects within the city are expected to provide visible changes in coming months. West Indies will this weekend commence the journey to take on Afghanistan in northern India. Afghanistan on Friday announced their T20I and ODI squad for the upcoming series against the West Indies, set to be played in Lucknow, India. As many as five players have been dropped from the T20I squad that played in Bangladesh T20I Tri-Series in September. The series against West Indies will start with three ODIs November 6th, 9th and 11th, followed by three T20Is November 14th, 16th and 17th, and a one-off test beginning November 27th. Joseph Fred Ferreira has more.
The agreement with Afghanistan is to play a series of ODIs, T20s and a one-off test match against the Afghanistan team. The West Indies ODI squad will first leave over the weekend, and then will come the T20 and then eventually the test side will in fact assembly in northern India. So far, the West Indies backroom staff has not been announced to support the work of the coach, Phil Simmons, but we understand that Roddy Eswick will continue to be the fast bowling coach. Trevor Penny from New Zealand, who recently was with the Tridents, may be approached and accepted the offer to act as the fielding coach, and Vincentian Yadram will continue to act as the physio. No bowling coach has been named, and there's yet to be an official announcement about the backroom staff. There was maybe a plan to have a small camp in Trinidad, but that was maybe taken out of the equation, and leaving this weekend will give them a little bit of opportunity to practice before meeting Afghanistan in the first ODI. It's a long journey, and they will probably play in northern India in conditions that probably will suit spin. And Afghanistan will have a lot of that. And the West Indies have included two spinners in their party.
That was Joseph Fred Sperera. Now to the regional developments brought to you the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from 150, 15-inch starting at 185, 16-inch for as low as 195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand-new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I am Wendy Chateau reporting. Cuba's state airline forced to cancel 7 international routes because of U.S. sanctions on companies leasing planes to the national carrier. This is the big story we are tracking this hour on Friday, October 25, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. Cuba's state airline, Cubana, says it is canceling routes to 7 international destinations because of the Trump administration sanctions on companies that lease planes to the national carrier. The Trump administration said last Friday that it was revoking licenses of companies that lease aircraft to Cuban state-owned airlines because the airlines use the planes to take tourists to Cuba. U.S. regulations prohibit Americans from engaging in tourism in Cuba. Travel with special purposes like visiting religious institutions or supporting private businesses and civil society is allowed. Cuban state media reported Thursday that companies in third countries that rented planes to Cubana had cancelled contracts, forcing the cancellation of routes to the Dominican Republic, Mexico, Venezuela, Haiti, Martinique and Guadeloupe. Domestic routes will also be affected. Guyana's ruling coalition seems at odds over who should be prime ministerial candidate for upcoming elections. Observers say this is proving to be a real threat to the coalition, which already faces a tough re-election against the opposition People's Progressive Party. Representatives of the Alliance for Change, the smaller party in the ruling coalition, confirmed at a press conference Thursday that talks on the issues are stalled. The AFC and the other group called a Partnership for National Unity, APNU, came together in a joint election battle against the then People's Progressive Party government. Reports are that APNU has been insisting that it is the president who has the right under the Constitution to choose his prime minister, and therefore it is the presidential candidate who should choose the prime ministerial candidate. The AFC, on the other hand, wants to stick to the original unity accord, which provided it with the prime ministerial candidate spot. AFC Vice President and Public Telecommunications Minister Kathy Hughes is reportedly quoted as saying that issue is non-negotiable. In the Bahamas, the Disaster Preparedness and Response Bill 2019, which seeks to make it an offense for an individual to refuse to leave a mandatory evacuation zone, has been in the House of Assembly on Wednesday. The 4 opposition members voted against the bill. The bill was proposed following the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, a young Grenadian mother who was paid £1,300 to smuggle more than £170,000 worth of cocaine into the UK has been jailed for 3 years, condemning her to live more than 4,000 miles away from her young daughter. Chantelle Fullerton, 27-year-old from Hermitage in St. Patrick's, has been jailed and charged in Manchester for smuggling cocaine into the country. According to sources, she was arrested on August 23, 2019, after a drug sniffer dog detected the white powder in her luggage as she arrived at Manchester Airport. Immigration officers searched the cases and discovered 4 packages sewn into the corners and 3 further packages in the base. The 2-kilogram haul had a street value of £171,000. Fullerton denied knowing about the drugs, claiming she had travelled to the UK to attend the Notting Hill Carnival in London. But investigators found a handwritten note in her pocket saying a woman had paid her £1,386 and there was a further receipt of £1,200 for the flights. Grenada marks the 36th anniversary of the U.S. invasion Friday with both official and unofficial ceremonies. It was on October 25, 1983 that Ronald Reagan sent U.S. forces to Grenada. The day is observed with a national holiday that the state recognizes as Thanksgiving Day. Early Friday, a ceremony to recognize Grenadian soldiers killed in resistance to the invading forces and organized by the Maurice Bishop and October Martyrs Foundation will be held at the St. George's Cemetery. In addition, the Embassy of the Republic of Cuba in Grenada is hosting a ceremony to pay tribute to the Cuban internationalist workers who died on that day. Many Cubans who were helping the country build its current international airport were killed when the American forces landed on the project site. The event is 9 a.m. at a memorial to the Cubans that's located adjacent to the Maurice Bishop International Airport. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
Quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Emergency health and law enforcement officials have announced a series of key initiatives to ensure safe execution of National Junequeol festivities. Castries Mayor Peterson Francis has described a recent MOU signing as a significant stride toward the achievement of Castries Vision 2030. And West Indies will this weekend commence the journey to take on Afghanistan in northern India. This has been the Midday News Edition. I'm Kiba Talliam. Good afternoon.